And I'll read the names of the performers who haven't been up yet, who will be coming up next. The Proper Ladies, Cheryl Peralt, John Waterman, J.B. Sweeney and Bob Phillips, Rich Mungo, and Kevin Burgess. So right now I'd like to welcome a wonderful duo, two women who sing a cappella. And they're always fun to listen to. And that's Deb Goss and Annabelle Gretz. Please welcome the Proper Ladies.
Oh, I need a little space. I need a little room, just a little extra.
Yeah. How are you tonight, Annabelle?
I'm good. Forward. We need space on this one.
Just a bit.
Just a little bit. We got a little dramatic here.
Yep. This is the proverbial, and now for something completely different. Well, this is
Okay, are we on here, or is everything? I don't think you're on.
What do you think? Oh, you don't think I'm on?
Yes, you are. You are on.
I'm on, but yeah, my mouth isn't in the right place, but that's okay. Probably happened before.
This is a song that was written actually way back in during the Civil War and published by the other side, in Dixie.
They sang it around Confederate campfires, apparently.
Bit of a warning song. And
it has
a great chorus.
It's kind of a New Year's resolution song. Tom Jennings, who never could drinking avoid, though vows he was always a-making, and after each bout he was ever annoyed with a nervousness and a headaching. Going out to a party one evening last week, his wife said to him as a warning,
"Be careful, dear Thomas, and mind what you take, and think of your head in the morning.
Think of your head, think of your head, think of your head in the morning. Think of your head, think of your head, think of your head in the morning."
He promised sincerely to bear it in mind, and at dinner at first he was cautious, and though very nice he the sherry did find, he sipped it as though it were nauseous. But wine will the best resolutions destroy. By degrees he forgot his wife's warning, and he said with each glass, "Tom, be careful, my boy, and think of your head in the morning.
Think of your head, think of your head, think of your head in the morning." In the course of the night he was asked for a toast, and he gave like a man of discerning,
"Here's the friend we can trust, and the girl we love most, who will think of your head in the morning."
"Bravo," said they, "what a capital say," and up with their glasses all turning,
"Mr. Jennings, sentiment, hip, hip, hooray."
Oh, their poor heads in the morning.
Oh, their poor heads. Oh, their poor heads. Oh, their poor heads in the morning.
On leaving the party with drink nearly blind, he came against a pump near a turning. He turned round and said,
"Sir, it's very unkind. Just think of my head in the morning.
All rolled in the gutter.
It's very ill bred. You might, sir, have given me warning."
And covered with mud as he lay there, he said,
"Shan't I look spruce in the morning?
Shan't I look spruce? Shan't I look spruce? Shan't I look spruce in the morning?"
At last he reached home with his hat without brim, and he says to his wife, rather fawning,
"I've been struck by a brute, because I said to him, to think of my head in the morning.
tipsy for bed as he lay on the floor. How he caught it for scorning her warning.
Now ain't you ashamed, sir?
My dear, say no more. Just think of my head in the morning.
Think of my head, think of my head, think of my head in the morning.
Think of your head, think of your head, think of your head in the morning.
Thank you.
Once again, this is the Proper Ladies.